Let me just see who is this guy here? WJR senior news analyst Chris Renwick. The name is familiar. Just been forever since I've talked to you, Chris. Where you been?
I've been around. I try to get on your show as much as possible. You're a very popular guy. It's tough to get on the Paul W. Smith show.
I think you're avoiding having to get up extra early to do this show. That's what I'm thinking.
Paul, I got a 3.5-year-old. I'm up early. Oh. I'm up early all the time. I was up at 1 o'clock this morning. We could have done a hit then. Let's do this thing. I'm ready for you.
I was up too. And I don't have a 3-year-old anymore. Right. Although oftentimes I wish I did.
Yeah.
Anyway, meanwhile, you're checking in on how the Salvation Army of Metro Detroit is doing. And I'm happy to see, having manned a red kettle in the past with our good friend Bill Emerson from Rock Financial, ringing that bell and trying to raise money, the bell ringers are doing well. And with all the different things they can't do for their fundraising, they're doing pretty well.
Yeah, look, I think that the Salvation Army's ideology really can be boiled down to a few carefully selected words. Do the most good. And they can do the most good because of the generosity of our community, especially during their Red Kettle campaign around the holidays. And for a 9th consecutive season, someone snuck a solid gold Kruger Rand into a Red Kettle at a St. Clair Shores post office. The Salvation Army Major Matt Grindle says this has become a wonderful tradition for the Salvation Army and their bell ringers because they never want to leave any money on the table. They want to collect as much as they can. But with that said, they never want to take these types of donations for granted either.
We don't want to count our chickens before they're hatched. So we're hoping that'll happen. And when it does, it really is a big shot in the arm. It encourages our people and excites them to keep on volunteering and working hard to raise
the dollars
needed to meet
a time when you got to find a value for these coins, when you got to swap them for cash. Major Grindle says a lot of research needs to be done to find the value of a coin like this.
We'll usually find a location that sells coins, and we do some research to make sure we have some idea what the value of the coin is, because there's a value based on the gold content, and a Krugerrand is a 1 ounce of gold, and then there's also sometimes a face value, or if it's a collectible.
And after 9 years, Grindle says it's hard to tell if this is the same person donating the same type of coin. He says usually the coins are donated at their Kroger locations, but this time it was donated at a post office. Found that interesting. Now, whether it's one person, two people, or 9 separate generous donors, Major Grindle has a message for him.
Oh, just a tremendous heartfelt gratitude that somebody would care enough to take something that valuable and place it in one of our red kettles. It's heartwarming and encouraging.
Now, Paul, doing a little research on these Krugerrands, they are a solid gold coin. They were minted by the Republic of South Africa in 1967 to help promote South Africans' gold to the world. One coin is valued at roughly anywhere between $1,700 and $1,900.
Well, it depends. I mean, there's the collectible value because it is a collectible coin. And Then there's the actual gold value based on how much gold is in the coin. Mm-hmm. So whatever, it's good.
It's great.
Whoever's doing it 9 years in a row, we really appreciate it. It matters now.
You know, it's great because you look at what the Salvation Army does in terms of things that they do for the community, whether it's just providing coats for kids or feeding a family. You know, it takes about $100 a week to feed a family of 4. Well, you just fed a family for, you know, more than, you know, almost a quarter of the year with one donation at a red kettle. And I think it's really cool. And I actually last Saturday was out at 12 Oaks ringing a bell for the Salvation Army
for
the
for
Red
you.
Kettle campaign. It was fantastic. And you know, Paul, look, in a time when everything is so divisive, when everybody seems to be angry or have an axe to grind, I had a marvelous 2 hours out in the cold talking to people. They were donating. They were shopping. They were getting ready for Christmas or the holidays, whatever it is. And it was such a wonderful time. And despite everything that we have gone through, the Salvation Army still has an incredible role in our community to help people. And our community, being the giving community that it is, recognizes that. In a time when people maybe are a little short on a couple of bucks or they're a little tight here, everybody seemed very willing to give. And when you donate something like this, when you put a coin in a kettle that you know is worth a lot and that the bell ringer has no idea that you just put it in there, I think it's really cool.
Yeah, it is. But so is your $5 or $10 or $20 that you stuff into those kettles. Don't feel bad.
So is your penny.
Yeah, don't feel bad you don't have the big deal Krugerrand, because they want it all. It's just a good story when we get something like that. You know, there's a lot of stuff they aren't doing. I assume that they're not doing the big sing-along that Kim and I used to host at the London Chop House downtown with Bjorn Lagerfeld, the manager there, and the whole Gazzaro's family, the owners. I don't think they did it last year. I don't think they're doing it this year. Or they maybe they are, but we aren't aware of it. But there's a lot of stuff they can't do, but they can still be outside. They can still have these wonderful people like yourself donating your time and efforts to ring the bell, remembering that the 2021 Red Kettle Christmas campaign fundraising goal is $8.3 million. Mm-hmm. And they're going to need all of us to help out to get that.
There's no doubt about it. And really, I you know, it's... When we're, you know, Paul, being in radio, we're in this bubble sometimes where we're always watching news. We're always trying to find, you know, the stuff that people want to talk about and bring them that information. But when you're out there, I mean, look, it was a totally different. People were nice. People were engaging and people were really generous. And it was, it was a Kickstarter in having faith in humanity again for me, and it was wonderful. And I was out there with Lieutenant Colonel John Turner. We had a nice day, and we raised a lot of money. And at the end of the day, that's the goal. And these Krugerrands go a long way in raising a lot of money. So whoever's out there doing this, thank you.
Yeah, well put. And don't be a stranger around here. You'll get used to the early hours, maybe.
I'm ready for you. You whenever you need me, I'm here for you, Paulie.
Thank you, Chris. Chris Renwick, WJR Senior News Analyst, a rare find these days here in the morning, but we're glad we found him.